Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY 2021-22 earnings conference call of INEOS Styroluxion India Limited. We have with us today from the management of INEOS Styroluxion India Limited, Mr. Sanjeev Vasudeva, Managing Director, Mr. Sanjeev Madan, Director of Finance, Ms. Amita Mistry, Litigation and Secretarial Officer, and Mr. Abhijat Sinha, Company Secretary and Head Legal India. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjeev Madan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Dear shareholders, investors, and analyst fraternity, we welcome you to this earnings call. Your company, INEOS Styroluxion India Limited, has declared its results for the year ended March 31st, 2022, on 26th May 2022. We will brief you about the major highlights of the performance. Now, regarding the quarterly performance, revenue net of GST from operation in current quarter is INR 62,390 lakhs as compared to INR 63,655 lakhs in January to March 2021, and INR 51,191 lakhs as in previous quarter. Profit before tax in current quarter stands at INR 13,010 lakhs as compared to INR 21,645 lakhs in January to March 2021, and INR 7,343 lakhs as in previous quarter. Regarding year-to-date performance, revenue net of GST from operations stands at INR 217,902 lakhs in financial year 2021-22 as it compared to INR 163,148 lakhs in previous year. Profit before tax in financial year 2021-22 stands at INR 44,258 lakhs as compared to INR 37,607 lakhs in previous year. Now, regarding the segment performance, quarterly segment performance, specialties, profit before interest, tax, and other unallocable expenditure stands at INR 9,195 lakhs in current quarter as compared to INR 5,645 lakhs in previous quarter. Profit in financial year 2021-22 stands at INR 32,640 lakhs as compared to INR 29,153 lakhs in previous year. Polystyrene profit before tax and other unallocable expenditure is INR 4,040 lakhs in current quarter as compared to INR 1,843 lakhs in previous quarter. Profit in year 2021-22 stands at INR 12,197 lakhs as compared to INR 9,414 lakhs in previous year. On March 2022, there was a fire in a section of the company's plant located at Nandesari. Fire was extinguished internally, and the plant was brought to safe mode. All operations were discontinued at Nandesari plant for carrying out necessary repairs. The plant has resumed operations from May 12th, 2022, after completion of repairs and receipts of all statutory and regulatory clearances. On April 18th, 2022, INEOS Styroluxion Apex Pte. Limited promoters proposed through an offer for sale to dispose of up to 25,032,330 equity shares of the company of the face value of rupees 10 each, representing 14.40% of the total paid-up equity share capital of the company, with an option to additionally sell 16,88,220 equity shares, representing 9.6% of the total paid-up equity share capital of the company, pursuant to the said OFS promoter on April 19th, 2022, and sold in aggregate 24,28,040 equity shares, representing 13.81% of the total paid-up equity share capital of the company. Board of Directors had declared second interim dividend of INR 105 per equity share of INR 20 each at its meeting held on May 26th, 2022. Thank you. Now we can go for the clarifications or the questions, whatever we have. Yeah, please go ahead for any questions, if anybody has.
Sure. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the first question from the line of Sohin Chagg, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead with the question.
Okay, am I audible? Okay, thanks. I'm Sohin Chagg speaking from Marwadi Shares and Finance, and I'm also an individual and a family investor. My question was primarily regarding the OFS that occurred in May. So the company was the promoters were thinking of having a 25% stake, but they could only have a 14% of it, right? Am I right? And the green shoe option was not exercised. So my question is whether they have plans to further come up with an OFS and they have a certain target to dispose of certain amount of stake. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sanjeev Vasudeva. So this is a question for the promoter. So, you know, we are not in a position to speak on behalf of the promoter. Thank you.
Okay.
Will that be all, Mr. Sohan?
Yeah, with this kind of a response, that should be all. Because usually there might be some guidance, something regarding that. Because Mr. Vasudevan would be aware that in spite of good results and great performance, what has happened with the share price.
Thank you.
As an investor, we kind of look forward to make some sense out of it.
We have the next question from the line of S.A. Narayanan from Capricorn Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Mr. Vasudeva, thanks for good results. Need to know, you see, I noticed you have written off 28 crores. Wonder why you are not going ahead with your expansion plans.
Hi. So we took that hit, I think, quarter. Yeah, that is because, you know, as per the, you know, the right practices, we need to, you know, take this financial hit as there are no short-term plans to make the investment in India. Yeah.
You mean the capacity in the country between you and your competitors is adequate to cater to your customer needs for the next 24 odd months? Because when you proposed this expansion, you had mentioned that it would take approximately 18 to 24 months to go live. Now, which means that if you're not going live with the expansion, the capacity is adequate for the next 24 months? Would I be right?
No. India is short of capacity, and we do know that competition is also adding capacity. As a company, INEOS is a global company, right? Yeah. And, you know, as a business, they prioritize where to make the investments first. And as of now, you know, the priority is not to invest in India. Yeah. That doesn't mean that an appropriate time, you know, INEOS may decide to, you know, make that investment, yeah. But in the short term, yeah, INEOS have made a decision not to go ahead with that capacity expansion.
All right. All right. I'll leave it to you. Thanks.
Also would like to comment upon, like, we already have the existing capacity, and if you recall, we had invested into the Moxi plant in earlier, just 2 years back, and additional added the 35 KT capacity. And due to COVID, you all know that demand was pretty much lower, and we still have enough capacity for which we can run it. Just an additional comment.
Thanks. Nice of you. But currently, what is the level of capacity utilization that you have?
So Moxi plant is about 100 KT, right?
Okay.
You know, and we have not been, we don't disclose generally the full utilization numbers, but we still have, you know, sufficient capacity in the Moxi plant, yeah, for compounding for the next couple of years, yeah.
Yeah. If you're covered for 2 years, I'm okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Brijesh C. from NSTW Consulting. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My question to management was, can the management guide us as to what is its dividend policy approach? Because, you know, earlier in October, it paid out a large dividend, and again, you know, it's paying out a very large dividend. So what really is the payout approach that the company is adopting here?
So on the dividend, it's a decision which has been taken, considering the profitability of the company, and a very strong cash position. Yeah. So we had very strong cash position last year, and we are in a similar position this year. As I think I answered one of the gentlemen earlier, INEOS is a global company with, you know, multiple investments and projects. So the company decides based on what makes sense, not just for India, but on a global basis. Yeah. So that is one of the driving factors, you know, for this decision, along with a very strong cash position. And the good part is we still have sufficient cash, you know, going forward, and outlook is positive. So those were the driving factors for the company to make this decision. Yeah.
You know, of course, the company can decide, but there are also minority shareholders in the company, and they also need to know, you know, exactly what is the policy of the approach here. It can't be a single majority shareholder, you know, they have to guide to certain policy or approach in terms of payout.
So just to add, you know, to what Sanjeev said, we don't have a specific policy, and it's based on, you know, the profitability and the cash that we are generating in the business right now, so.
Exactly my point, that, you know, there has to be some policy, some approach, you know, it can't be decided, like, you know, whenever you pay out certain, very lump sums, and then you don't pay out some amounts at all. So there has to be
some. The company has been paying regular dividend over the years. I don't think company did not pay only one.
Not this level, not this amount. So there has to be some approach, you know, with how does a shareholder predict, you know, in terms of payouts? Payouts cannot be such lumpy in nature.
But this is what board has decided, you know, based on the results of the company.
Exactly. That's my point. The board then has to communicate certain policy or approach to certain things. Board decided when board decides something, the board has to communicate a certain policy or approach to doing something.
I don't think so. That's not, you know, something which it's the decision of the board depending on the results. And
every board takes decisions, but they also communicate certain policy approach. You cannot just take a decision and not communicate any policy approach to that.
What's the policy approach you are looking for here? Like, I don't get it. Like,
certain, you know, 20%, 25%, 30%, certain, every company has a predictable dividend payout ratio.
It's not required. So, and there's, you know, like, it's company's discretion whether there does not need to be a payout ratio to, you know, to be communicated at all. It depends on the cash availability. We have a policy already in place and which says that, you know, the board has the right to decide the dividends at the appropriate time. The policy clearly mentions that. It's available on the website if you want to check.
So, it's okay. I won't debate that further. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Shubhankar Ojha from SKS Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So that was actually on the dividend policy. I don't want to talk talk further on it. In terms of, I had a question exactly on the same. Secondly, can you give a bit of a outlook on the current pricing of ABS and polystyrene? I mean, how has the pricing been post the closure of March quarter?
So overall the prices of ABS and polystyrene are linked to the prices of styrene, right? Because that's the key raw material. Yeah, in the last quarter, the prices of styrene has increased by about $400. Yeah. Now we've also seen an increase in the last 3-4 months. The prices of both ABS and polystyrene may not be to the same extent. Yeah. Overall, the pricing is predominantly dependent on the raw material prices. I think the more important question is what's happening with the margin, right? Yeah. So, overall, we still see decent margins, right? May not be as healthy as what it were about a year back, but we still see decent margins for both ABS and polystyrene. Yeah.
As good as, obviously we are behind the peak margin. So are we kind of similar to quarter four level?
We have good margin. Let me put it this way. I cannot, give any numbers and make comparisons. But as you rightly guessed, it's not the peak margin, but still very healthy margin here.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Will that be all, Mr. Ojha?
Thank you. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Urvija Jha from Isha Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Good morning, sir. I think it's a follow-up on a few previous questions. You said that we are continuing to make decent margins. So, one, what would be the sustainable margins that we can, given that you are close to the market, that you can guide us, we can make for FY23, we are targeting for FY23?
Well, we can't give a full guidance on the margins, but like I explained earlier, right? The margins are healthy, and we predict healthy margins, going forward.
Okay. And sir, so that means that we would be continuing to generate a decent amount of cash flow. So as a management and a professionally run board, what is your vision for this cash flow?
Well, we will see as when we generate the cash, right? What we want to do as a company, yeah? INEOS is a global company, yeah? Obviously, we'd like to utilize the cash for investments in India. At an appropriate time, the right decision will be made. Thank you.
And if we are not continuing with the current capex, then in what areas would we be evaluating? Because I believe even in this year, we would continue to make a decent amount of cash flow.
So what areas is the
MNC parent evaluating for CapEx?
Well, we use our CapEx for the regular maintenance activities, right? Any kind of plans around utilizing the CapEx to add new capacity will be announced at an appropriate time, yeah?
And what is the vision overall for the MNC parent is at the cost of reiteration? So for the India business, I think we have been expanding a lot in Chinese capacities, and I think our Indian plants also need some bit of upgradation and some bit of maintenance to bring them to the perfect, to get them upgraded. So what kind of vision overall as a parent, because we are then not, we don't have any concrete plans for India as of now. So can you please throw some light?
I think this is a question for the parent, yeah. But my understanding from the parents is that they also view India as a very key market, yeah. And, you know, as a company, you know, decisions have to be made around prioritization, and China is a priority as of now. So at an appropriate time, I believe the parent will make a decision on India.
And I think our plans also need certain upgradation and all. So, so what are how are we evaluating that?
So you know, when we run the business, right, we have capex plans for regular maintenance and upgradations. You know, in terms of safety, in terms of regular, you know, new technologies. So that those investments are already planned in our operating plan for this year and next year, right? So that's not an issue, I think. So from that perspective, we are well covered. You know, the question is, I think, which a few other gentlemen have also asked, is more around the bigger capex investment, right? So which is the decision?
So O&M capex will be, is how much? Because I think we are almost net debt. O&M operation and maintenance capex is how much in a year? Because we are almost net debt free. So say if we generate another a year of good cash flow, then and we have not paid any final dividend, so are we expecting an interim dividend or
Well, we just announced an interim dividend, you know, yesterday, so I'm not sure
what
is the question.
So what is the quantum of O&M capex, that annual capex?
Annual capex ranges depending on the year to different numbers. You know, it can range right from something like 20 crore to maybe 70, 80 crore, yeah, depending on which specific plant needs what kind of upgrades, yeah.
Okay.
But and we have enough cash, we have enough cash to run our business in a healthy way, yeah, without compromising on safety, the quality of our plants, the products that we make, and, you know, without taking major loans, yeah. So we're in a good position. You can be assured there.
Oh, yes, sir, but I think it all depends on the growth. We are running healthily, and but since the market is in an upbeat, only if we capitalize on these prices, that's when the company and the shareholders are the benefit, right? So we just wanted to understand the growth perspective. Another thing is, can you throw some light on, since still LG is out, so can, is the demand dynamics in the Indian market, if like, you know, if you can throw some light there?
Sure, sure. No, our demand is strongly linked to, you know, key markets like automotive, household goods, you know, and general consumer products, right? I think last 2 years, the demand were a bit on the lower side, yeah? So we have seen a demand decline. Of course, you know, post-COVID, you have this sudden surge of demand, which is kind of also kind of, been a bit flat. We see a good demand for, you know, household electronics, a much higher demand, more sustainable year on year. Automotive, you know, two-wheelers in particular continue to be lagging. So if I compare with 2018, right, peak, or 2019, the pre-COVID level, I don't think automotive has reached that level. So we are about 10-15% below that, yeah. Car demand is good. Yeah, but unfortunately, we have the semiconductor issues and supply chain issues. Yeah, you know, so they have been also trying to eat up the higher cost of commodity prices like steel and other raw materials that they use. Yeah, so cars are still growing at you know, more or less 2-3%. Yeah, having said all this, May has been a good month, April, May. Yeah. So Jan to March for automotive was a bit on the lower side. But I think post-COVID, with things stabilizing, you know, we expect the, you know, the economy to come back to, you know, a kind of a 6-7% growth level. And typically, plastics and ABS grows at 1.5x the GDP or so. So we are looking at a 10% kind of a growth number, yeah, going forward.
Okay, thank you, sir. I think I'll get back in touch. I'll get back with if I have any further questions.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sohin Chag, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mrs. Sohin Chag, can you hear us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
I have a follow-up question. Since we have been talking about the Indian operations and we don't have much talk about what the parent has recently, I would like to know since COVID has passed almost, and what is your time plan or what do you think of Indian Styrolution's 5-10 year vision from here?
So let me, because your voice was not very clear, so your question is,
okay.
What is our vision for the next 5 years or so, 5 to 10 years? Is that the
yes,
question?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Since you clearly said that for short term, China is a priority and not in India, so I thought let me try to see what is the vision of India.
Mr. Chug, if you could go off the speakerphone, because your voice is actually pretty much mumbled right now.
Okay, I'll try and do that.
This is better, yes. Now we can hear you much better.
Yeah, my query was that since the management is pretty clear that right now short-term priority is China.
Mr. Chug has dropped from the call.
Yeah.
So we have no further questions. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Abhijit Sinha for closing comments.
I think there are a couple of people in the queue. Mike, I think you can probably just maybe figure out.
Give me a moment. We take the next question from the line of Manav Kapasi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for the opportunity. I had a question on the ABS segment that, you know, with one of our competitors expanding their capacity and another one doing a greenfield capex, you know, are we in a stage to lose market share there, and what are we doing there, you know, to protect our ABS competitive edge?
So, yes, we are aware of the competitors' activity to increase their capacity. You know, we have global plans as well. So, in terms of actions, you know, we have global plans from which we can do some sourcing, number one. Number two, I think we answered earlier, our utilization is, you know, we are not fully utilized. So, we do have some capacity, yeah, for the short, medium term, yeah. You know, we continue to focus on margin, because at the end of the day, it's all about profitability. Yes. So we continue to focus on margin to optimize our business through, you know, working on new products, you know, working with the right set of customers, with the right customer and product mix. So with those actions, we believe, you know, we should be able to sustain our, you know, our profitability at fair numbers, right? It probably, you know, not at, the peak number which you saw about a year back, but have kind of you know, a fair numbers for the coming years, yeah.
Okay.
And
and just to follow up on that, you know, what is the overall industry landscape when it comes to ABS? What sort of view do we have for the next 2 to 3 years? What sort of demand, you know, will the Indian economy have for ABS with, you know, the auto industry having current and, you know, and then once that normalizes, you know, what sort of demand can the Indian economy gather?
I think I did answer that question. I think we're looking at a 10% kind of a growth for ABS, yeah, for sure. And this is with the auto not fully recovering, right? If you look at the number, you know, auto still not fully recovered. Still we're looking at a 10% kind of a growth number, right? Strongly driven by household, electronics, multiple other segments. ABS goes in multiple segments, not just household, right? Electronics. Yeah, you know, so Overall, we are looking at a healthy 10% plus kind of a demand for the foreseeable, and not just for ABS, right? Plastics in general, right? If you look at the statistics over the last 4 decades, right, has been growing at around 10% kind of numbers. Yeah? So I don't think demand would be an issue going forward. Yeah?
And do we have some numbers to quantify on what sort of demand do we have, or that won't be possible?
Well, India uses about 250,000 tons of ABS, and if you can do a 10%, we are talking about 25,000 tons extra demand every year.
Okay.
Broad level, yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. That's all the best for the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants are requested to kindly restrict your questions to 3 questions per participant. We have the next question from the line of Urvija Jha from Isha Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
We can hear you.
Okay. Sir, you threw some light on demand in India. Thanks for that. Can you explain the global supply situation? Because I think pricing would largely be determined by that.
So the global demand is also...
No, supply also is like, you know, some since a lot of expansions are going on, so like why, when that should be on stream, and when the pricing should normalize. I mean, since just can you give an idea on when these capacities are coming on stream?
Well, we do understand that China is adding quite some capacity, a couple of million tons, yeah. But we also, you know, what you need to realize is announcements turning into the reality, right? Because, it's something which has to be clearly thought through, yeah? Because not all announcements turn into actual, you know, capacity addition. So we do know that in the next 5 to 10 years, we have a few million tons, you know, of capacity addition in China coming. On the demand side, short term, of course, you know, the demand is a bit low because of COVID in China, right? So, you know, they're suffering, and I do not know for how long. But we expect the demand to rebound, right? It's anyone's guess, right? Maybe 6 months down the road, yeah, 3 months down the road, yeah. And demand supply, you know, always balances itself out on over a span of 3 to 4 years, yeah. So I think broadly speaking, you know, ABS in general is a product that is growing across, not just in India, across APAC and across globally. And the supply demand kind of balances out, will balance it out over the next few years. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sohil Chug, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you hear me now? Sorry, I got disconnected.
Yes.
Should I repeat my question? It was regarding what would be your 5-year vision for India Styrolution India?
So the 5-year vision would be a company which has sustained profitability. Yeah. Okay, number one. Number two, a company which has differentiated products, you know, more specialized products. Number three, a company which is most importantly safe, well run, yeah, and a great company for employees to work. So those would be the kind of three major areas of focus for us.
Oh yeah, that's great to hear. Any R&D or new product categories or new products in pipeline, if you can throw some light there?
Yeah, we are working on with several OEMs on, I cannot disclose specific products, but we do have products around lightweighting, yeah. How do we make, lightweight products, yeah, scratch resistance products. You know,
the reason specifically for that question was because automobile industry, which is a key,
yes.
Market for you, it is going through a huge transition, as we all know. So I was wondering if INEOS is going to play a part in it.
No, surely. We work with all the major OEMs of automotive, right? And each of them have their different needs, yeah. So, you know, their needs, They have needs around lightweighting, they have needs around scratch resistance, they have needs around specific, you know, colors, black colors, they have needs around, you know, lower odor. Yeah, so those are the kind of macro trends and the common needs of the OEM. So we are working closely with all of them on these products, yeah, for the future.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. And yeah, a big fan of seeing INEOS written on the Mercedes Formula One car. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions, sir. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijit Sinha for closing comments.
So we would like to thank everybody for you know, joining the call and taking interest in the company. And we look forward to seeing you at our next investor call, which is likely to happen somewhere in August. So thank you and have a nice day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.